Welcome back to Leadership Chalk Talk. This is the Leadership Development Podcast for sports fans. Today's episode, we're going to teach you about the hugely important leadership skill of coaching. And as the title suggests, if you're not super familiar with business coaching, it might not be exactly what you think it is. So we're going to cover three main segments today on the episode. Number one, what coaching is. Two, why it's worth it. And then three, how to do it. So basically, what, why, and how. Before diving into the topic today, I just wanted to sidebar for a few minutes and really thank you all for tuning in. I've gotten a few really nice emails from the listeners lately and a couple texts and comments from friends about what I think is really cool is the positive impact that the podcast is having on you. So shout out to Joe for sharing episode 2 with his daughter who's in college and might have been, you know, working through a challenging relationship issue. And shout out to Ashley for leaning into an accountability conversation she maybe had been avoiding for a little while after listening to episode 1. So I just feel like we're building this real community here around the importance of leadership. And, you know, I keep saying this, that the world needs more leaders, and I appreciate how you all are helping to make a difference in the world. So if you like the show and you're up for giving it a rating on App or Spotify, or, you know, even texting it or emailing it to a friend, that'll really help us to continue to build the community and hopefully build a better future together. As always, the three ground rules we talk about in Chalk Talk are learn, don't burn, actions, not Jacksons, and attitude of gratitude. So I want to just take a little bit of time, send some gratitude out to all of you for going on this leadership journey with me. I'm really excited to be doing this together. Okay, let's dive into coaching. So as I mentioned, this is a critical skill for you in leadership. If you want to level up your game, this is really a place to pay some attention to. I'll start with a question, a pretty basic one. I've just put it out there to you of what is coaching? If you think about someone that was a good coach for you in the past, like what exactly did they do? So just take a moment to think about that. You can pause the episode if you need to. You can say it out loud. Don't worry, no one's listening to you. Just kind of blurt out, what does coaching mean to you? All right. Just thinking here, wonder if you said anything like someone that was really patient with me and kind of explained things over and over again, or maybe it was the opposite, someone that like pushed me and encouraged me and saw things in me that I didn't see in myself. Or maybe you're thinking more about sort of like the strategy of someone who put me in position or called the right plays or set me up for success. Or maybe you're taking another angle on it of like held me and the team accountable and kind of pushed us to new heights. Or maybe it's just someone that really like kind of taught you things and instructed you things. You know, when we think about a coach in a sports context, it really could be many of the things I just mentioned, and really could be all of them. When you think about, say, a great offensive coordinator, you know, you're going to think about a strategist, calls great plays, or you might think about a coach that's kind of like a father figure to players. So you think about some of the, you know, old-time coaches, Mike Krzyzewski retiring recently, Coach K, of like a father figure to players, or others are more known kind of like as teachers. You know, you think about like a hitting or a pitching coach that's kind of constantly adjusting someone's mechanics or their swing. All of that could be true in sports when you talk about a coach. And what's really confusing about this, and took me a while to understand, is actually exactly none of that is true in business. So professional coaching, which is sometimes called executive coaching or business coaching, has this very narrow and very specific definition. So here's my version of that definition. Professional coaching is guiding someone to their own solution by asking them great questions and actively listening to them. There's no teaching, there's no telling, there's no pushing people or showing people how. Exactly none of that. It's asking them questions so that they can solve their own problem. It's answering their question by asking them a question in return. And let me be clear on this. It's completely counterintuitive to what you would think about when you think about of a sports coach. And this was, again, something that tripped me up early in my career. When we think about coaching in sports, in many ways, we're thinking about many of the aspects of a leader, right? Many of these behaviors and skills that a leader has. In business, coaching is just this very one specific skill that many leaders need to have. Let me make a sports analogy for you since, you know, we're Leadership Chalk Talk. That's here what we're here to do. A sports analogy to explain kind of the narrow definition of business coaching. So it's kind of like a fourth down decision. The quarterback, you know, looks over at the sideline or into the headset, kind of puts his hands up in the air and is essentially asking the coach, are we going for it on fourth down? And instead of the coach answering the question and making the call, he instead asks the quarterback back, well, what do you think we should do? The coach doesn't actually have any answers at all. The coach only has questions to guide the players back to their own answers. Now, this concept doesn't happen often in sports, but it does actually happen sometimes, and usually when it does, it's kind of a big deal. Let me play a clip here to kind of bring this to life a little bit.
Jackson, first down, touchdown! 8-yard touchdown run by Lamar Jackson on 4th and 2.
Okay, the audio there might be a little tough to hear at the beginning, but that's John Harbaugh asking Lamar Jackson if he wants to go for it. And then you can hear Lamar very enthusiastically saying, yes, coach, let's go for it. So there's been a lot of instances of Harbaugh doing this caught on camera where you can actually like read his lips that he's essentially asking his star player if he wants to go for it or what he wants to do in that situation. And this gets a lot of press, how Harbaugh trusts his players, how they trust him back, how they play hard for him. There's a lot of leadership kind of wrapped into that and that approach. For now, I just want you to remember this idea that the coach asks the player the question. Right. And the parallel to business here is instead of the manager giving the answer, they ask the employee back, what do you think we should do? Now, if you're new to the idea of professional coaching, here's what you have to remember. When you go into coach mode, you have to realize that you have no answers at all. You have no advice to give, no suggestions on what they should do. You don't even have the, you know, what I call the fake questions that are just, you know, statements dressed up in disguise. It's the ones that sound something like, do you think we should try? And then you insert the idea of what you want them to do. Nope, none of that. You have only real, genuine, high quality questions in your playbook. That's all you can use. And let me be real honest with you about this. Let's keep it 100 like Wilt on this one. If this concept is new to you, it's going to feel freaking weird, like really weird. Your whole life from the time you first could learn to talk, all growing up through school, into adulthood, in the workforce, you've basically been taught, and even more than that, essentially conditioned over and over again that when someone asks you a question, what do? You answer the question. And, you know, now this crazy guy Nate is basically telling you that when someone asks you a question, instead of answering it, you should ask them a question back. So you might be over there saying, wait, you want me to answer the question with a question? Like, won't that make me sound like a jerk? And no, especially if you ask a high quality question, it won't make you sound like a jerk at all. It'll actually make you a leader. Quick sidebar here, if you've been through a coaching course before or you're really familiar with the concept of business coaching, this is going to feel really basic, but I will tell you in my experience, even leaders that are trained in coaching and are good coaching, a lot of us still fall into this bad habit of giving people advice too often. And so listening to this podcast as a reminder to coach more often is a good thing. I think we all could use more reminders to do more coaching. So just lean into that. This is one big reminder for you. Okay, end of sidebar. Let me now give you all a couple super basic examples of coaching to bring the concept even more to life for you. Example one, a team member comes to you and asks you if you think that we should, you know, pursue this new project that was suggested. So instead of giving your opinion, you remember you have no answers, you now might start to ask. You might ask a question like, well, what value do you think it would create if we pursue this? And then how much effort do you think it will take? And eventually, okay, now that we've talked about that, what do you think we should do? Do you think it's worth it? Going through this line of questioning, you've basically guided them through some type of cost-benefit analysis that will enable them to answer the question on their own by you not doing anything besides just asking some good questions. Okay, example number two. One of your kids comes to you and says, I can't find my shoes. I know that's not even a question, but any of us that are parents know that the implied question right there is, will you go find my shoes? Don't do it. Absolutely don't go find their shoes for them. This is a perfect opportunity to be a coach. So you might ask them a couple questions. First question might be like, well, where have you looked for your shoes so far? Second question might be, when did you last wear your shoes? Third question might be, what are some places where you found your shoes before when you couldn't find them? So you probably get the idea. Coaching is basically like the old adage of teach someone to fish. And we're going to come back to in the next segment all of the incredible benefits of coaching. But for now, I have a third and final example for you. So maybe it's a fourth and goal at the end of the half. You're in the Super Bowl. You're an underdog. You're playing your backup quarterback. And that quarterback, you're the coach, and the quarterback comes to you and basically is like, what play are we going to run? This is probably going to determine the Super Bowl. It's a huge play. What do we do? I'm going to play a clip for you and kind of that same parallel to what we saw before between Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson with a really famous Super Bowl play and situation. So let's take a listen.
Hey, Nick, I'm not around here. Hold on. We're going for it right here.
Well, that's a no-brainer. He ain't going to go for it.
You got to take three, right?
Great. We go timeout.
Wow, they're going for it here.
And the Eagles will keep the offense out there in a fourth and goal from the one.
You want Philly food?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Hold on. Here we go.
Philly special. Ready? Here we go. Easy. Kill. Lane.
Goes directly to Clement. Clement reverses it. And it is a touchdown by Nick Foles.
Let's go.
I'm sure Philly fans are smiling ear to ear just thinking about that clip and that play and that Super Bowl and everything that went into that. And it made me realize that I've actually done a lot of Philly stuff so far in the first couple episodes. And I do live in the suburbs outside of Philadelphia, but I know I've also mentioned before that I grew up in Pittsburgh and my sports allegiances are definitely with the city of Pittsburgh. So I'll just leave it at that. Anyway, this is another really good example of a coach kind of looking to the player to answer the question. Now, Peterson doesn't actually ask Nick Foles, what do you want to do? And Peterson ultimately makes the call. You know, Nick kind of makes the suggestion and says, do you want Philly? But the idea then, again, is a kind of a memorable one of the coach looking to the player to give the answer. So I thought it all might also be good to play another clip. So this is Foles, you know, a couple weeks after the Super Bowl, talking to Ron Jaworski Jaws. The audio is a little muffled, but it kind of plays out that scenario of what led to that play. So I thought I'd play that for you. Hold on.
But going into the game, Doug and I talked about like a situation that we would call it. It's more like a, you know, second half call, maybe, you know, third and short, where we know they'd be in man coverage, something that we could get them, because they're not going to count for me in man coverage most of the time. And but this is a totally different scenario. Second quarter, fourth and two, our own goal line, Super Bowl, and we called a timeout because, you know, we had a play called, and I'm so happy we didn't run that play because I was not excited about it. And honestly, if we were to call a play that I didn't like and then call a timeout, I don't know if I would have ran over Philly Special, but it triggers something like, all right, I do not want this play. This play will work. So I ran over there, but that's why I did call a timeout, just so we know. which is really.
But he was kind of thinking, man. He was looking at that sheet and play call, and you just said it, and you went, Yeah.
No, that just shows you, like, I mean, because he's got a headset on with all the different coaches in his head. Like, they're all, like, trying to figure out what play is going to work on 4th and 2, what are the Patriots going to be coverage-wise, what do we expect. And then I go over there, and, you know, I'm surprised he called it because I called the play wrong. I said Philly. So it was Philly special, literally on the wristband, and I messed that up somehow.
Okay, I've now played out two situations of quarterback getting to make a call, one on to go for it on 4th down, another one on what play to run on 4th down. This was obviously a very memorable play, the Philly special, the Eagles' first and only Super Bowl. So what I want to do is kind of, again, overemphasize this idea that coaching in sports is very different from professional coaching. So these are really memorable examples, and they're not even great examples of true professional or business coaching, but hopefully this will again cement this idea for you that it's about asking your people and letting your people come up with the answer. Okay, time to move on to the next segment. In this part, I want to lay out for you some of what I would describe as the enormous benefits of becoming a good coach, a good business coach. You can, like, honestly, you can still be a pretty good leader without coaching, but if you're able to add coaching into your playbook, your leadership is really going to just take off. First, as I mentioned before, coaching is kind of like teaching someone to fish. You're teaching them how to think. You're teaching them how to solve problems on their own. So this will be immensely helpful with their own development. If you do this enough, you're going to get your people promoted, and you're going to get this reputation of someone that promotes people, which will lead more people to want to work for you. You'll attract the best people. And I promise you, if you attract the best people and you build a team of all these superstars that want to work for you, your life will get a lot easier. So this idea of coaching people to build out your team is a huge benefit, but this is only going to happen if the best people want to work for you. And so the more you get this reputation to coach people up, the more they're going to want to do that. Second benefit I want to call out is it can actually really reduce your stress if you become a coach. All right, we're going to play this little game. Raise your right hand if you get stressed at work sometimes. Now raise your left hand if you would like to reduce that stress. Exactly. That's a touchdown. Here's how coaching can reduce your stress. If you're the person that's solving everyone's problem, you're the problem solver. Guess what's going to happen? People are going to bring you a lot of problems, and then you're going to have to figure out how to solve them. Conversely, if people bring you these problems and all you do is ask them questions, you don't actually have to know anything about anything to ask people good questions, right? You don't have to get into the problem solving game. That's a much less stressful and almost a stress-free environment to be in. Most coaches have much less stress because it's just about asking questions. So you want to reduce your stress, be a good coach. Which leads me to the third and final beautiful benefit of being a coach is the more you coach your people, the more your people are going to pick up on that's what you're doing. And they're going to basically start to anticipate that when they bring something to you, you're going to ask them questions. So they're going to start thinking ahead. I wonder what questions he or she's going to ask me. And they're going to start to prepare for them. And then eventually they're going to start asking these questions and just answering them before they even come to you. And what essentially plays out is when you become a good coach, you buy back time in your day. You earn free time by being a great coach. And if there's anyone on this podcast that tells me that they don't want more free time, I absolutely don't believe you. We all need more time. We're all incredibly time starved. There's a million things going on. So the thing is, when you coach someone, what I like to say a lot of times is you coach them into autonomy. You empower them to solve their own problems without needing to come to you. People love to play for an empowering coach. They love to play for someone that teaches them how to do things on their own. Let me play a clip. We're going to shift gears on sports a little bit. Let me play another clip here for you.
Steve, just to be clear, did you have a timeout at the end of regulation there? Could you have called timeout? Did you choose not to?
We chose not to. We had our shooters on the floor. We had them on their heels a little bit. And, you know, we knew we were going to run our high drag with Steph and Draymond. And at that point, I didn't want to disrupt the momentum. We had the last shot, and so we chose to go ahead and play.
You can hear Steve Kerr say that he chose not to call timeout because he knew the set that he'd run in that moment anyway with Steph and Draymond. He's essentially coached them to autonomy, to know what to do in that situation without having to come to him, call the timeout, and ask, what are we going to do, right? Again, it's a sports analogy to a business context, but that's basically exactly what you're trying to replicate with your teams. What you're trying to get them to do is they don't have to call timeout. They don't have to come to their boss and ask the question, that they can just run the play because they've learned how to think through the scenario and they've learned how to solve problems on their own. Okay, so far we've covered the what and the why of coaching. Now it's time to dive into the third piece, the how, to teach you how to do it. Hopefully I've made the case, I've explained what it is, and I've made the case that it's hugely beneficial to you. Now I want to teach you how to do it. Keep in mind, there are full-on coaching certifications. There's a whole industry about this, and getting the top-level coaching certification in a business sense can take months, even years of practice hours to achieve. So there are really levels to this coaching thing. I'm just going to give you and get you started with coaching on some basics. But to get good at it, you're going to have to practice. The whole key to do this is to just ask good questions and to help the person drill into the answer. There's essentially four stages of questions that you're going to want to work through, and there's a simple acronym to help you remember those four stages. The acronym is GROW, G-R-O-W. I'll say that again, GROW, G-R-O-W. And this stands for Goal, Reality, Options, and Way Forward. Goal, reality, options, and way forward. In plain talk, basically what you do is you're guiding them through these four questions that are something like, what are you trying to achieve? What's going on now? What options do we have? And finally, which of those options is best? Now, it might not always be this straightforward 1, 2, 3, 4. You might have to ask multiple questions in each stage to sort of draw out the useful information. And in some cases, that might actually be painful to draw out from people. So I think back to that example I said before about kids finding their shoes. It might be painful to draw out the answers to those questions, right? They might even say, I don't know. That's why I'm coming to ask you. In a business sense, don't let them off the hook that easily. Don't let them pass the buck, right? If they give you the problem, they're also giving you the accountability. So let the accountability stay with the employee and don't tell them what to do. Just ask them better questions, right? So this ability to ask really high quality questions is something you'll get with practice as you do more coaching. I'm going to work back through one of my earlier examples and try to break down each stage just to kind of bring it to life for you a little. So if you remember, the first example I gave was a teammate comes to you and asks you if you think we should pursue the new project that was suggested. The first G is for goal. So you could ask this person something like, okay, well, what objectives of ours is this project going to accomplish for us, right? And you get them to say like why this would be important to do or not. And then secondly, R is for reality. And this is kind of what's going on right now. So this might take you a couple questions. You might go, you know, down a series of how long is this project going to take? How much is it going to cost? Are we properly staffed to do it? You're trying to get to this reality of what the current situation is. And then third is O for options. So what options do we have? Is there anything beyond just do it or don't do it? What are the pros and cons of those options, right? So you're kind of drilling into what are the different options. And then lastly, the W is for way forward. So, okay, based on all that, which of those options do you think is best and why do you think that? If this is new to you, that probably sounded like a lot to process, but don't freak out. We got to start somewhere. And if that feels too much to go through all kind of those four stages, what you can do is just take the shortcut of just going to one question. This is sometimes called grow on the go, or sort of a shortcut to coaching. It's quicker, it skips those stages, and it just basically is like, make sure you ask one question. And so kind of my favorite versions of that question might sound like, well, what do you think we should do? Right. They come to you and it's like, hey, should we do this project? And you just say, well, what do you think? Or, okay, well, like what options do we have here in this situation? And if you can just get into this habit of most of the time having one of those two questions be your first response instead of giving them the answer, you'll be well on your way to being a Hall of Fame coach. Honestly, if you can just nail down this, let me have a first question back to see what they're thinking first. It's kind of like asking them to put their cards on the table before you put your cards on the table. If you ever played poker, right, that would be the ultimate if they just show their cards first. So that's kind of the idea of coaching, is understand what's in their head before you share anything that's in your head. And if you can do that, you're going to win as a coach and you're going to win as a leader. Honestly, one question can make all the difference in the world. Remember how I made the case before that you're going to coach people to autonomy and they're going to solve problems without ever coming to you. It's going to create free time for you. It's going to develop your people. You're going to get a reputation as a developer of talent. It's going to be win, win, win all the way around. So I promise you it's worth it. All right, with that, I think it's time to wrap this episode up. So let me do a quick recap. We went through the what, the why, and the how of coaching. We looked at John Harbaugh's trust in Lamar Jackson as kind of a rare glimpse of true coaching in sports, in the sense of business coaching. And then we also looked at, you know, to some extent, Doug Peterson and the famous Philly special from the Super Bowl and how Nick Foles was the one that called the play. So if you think about that parallel to business coaching of as Nick comes over and says, what play should we run? Peterson is basically saying back to him, what do you think? And Nick Foles says, Philly, Philly, which is, as we learned, Philly special. We then looked at Steve Kerr explaining his approach to end of games and kind of empowering players. And this is basically what you'll be doing if you coach your team. You'll be empowering them to solve their own problems. And I explained how this is win-win. Coach people to autonomy. Okay, I think you get the point. It's time to act. So today's episode challenge is called Coach 4. I won't make a Coach 4 joke, but if you want to, I won't stop you. In this case, Coach 4 is pretty simple. I'm simply asking you to coach 4 times before the next episode. 4 simple times when someone asks you a question, stop yourself before you answer it and ask them a question instead. And just see how that goes. If you already know coaching and this is a refresher, then try that full-on grow model and, you know, work that excellence. If you're newer to this concept and it kind of blew your mind of this idea of coaching, just try one of those, like I said, grow on the go questions I mentioned earlier. Give it a try. Answer their question. Your first response is a question back. Again, it won't be easy. Your whole life, you've been conditioned to answer the question, but not this week. This week, it's a new you. It's a business coach. It's a growing leader. And remember, the world needs more of you. So until next time, I'm signing off.